And we had a phonograph in the dining room, and all kinds of records, and it was so fun. And Mildred and I would close the doors, then we'd dance to the phonograph. We'd pretend like we were ballet dancers, you know, and all this and that. Oh, we had such a good time, and we loved the music. But I remember as far back as when Ralph was a scout, I guess, and he, anyway, was pretty young, because he had the first crystal set I could ever remember.
Radio crystal set?
Made a little crystal set. Mm-hmm. And then he had some earphones to go with it, you know. Huh. And we heard, think of her name. Is it Lily Pons that sang in opera? Mm-hmm. And we heard her sing Lilac Time on that crystal set. And we thought that was, that was before we ever had any radio. We never knew anything like that. Wow. And it was really fun. And then as the years, well, I don't know where time-wise this fits in, but well, anyway, it got time about for the, well, we went to school. Let's go into school. When we were children going to school, and we had to walk from we'd go along Van Buren and up 22nd, unless it was summertime, and we'd cut through the kitty corner through the all of the lots and go up to Lorne Farr. It was on 22nd and almost Harrison Street. Mm-hmm. And they've torn it down now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and also, before they tore it down, Dad helped to, he was president of the PTA, and they put a gymnasium onto that building.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, we used to have to walk, and when it was winter time, sometimes that snow would be up to our knees, but we had to wear long underwear, and I remember those brown socks. Did you ever have any brown socks?
No.
Oh, aren't you glad you weren't as old? Well, that old. But we would try and fold our underwear so neatly so it wouldn't show, you know, and then we'd pull up those brown, heavy socks and put them on our garters. And then we'd get to school sometimes, and if we wanted to be especially nice, we'd go in the bathroom and roll up our underwear. Oh, we were funny children. But we had lots of snow in those days, and the only way they would clean the sidewalks would be with a man with just a board behind a horse, and he would just ride around and clean the sidewalks with, and that was the only way. Sometimes they'd get cleaned, sometimes they wouldn't get cleaned, and the streets would never get cleaned, and the cars would just have a hard time. Well, when we finally got cars, I mean, there weren't very many cars in those days. I remember the first Model T Ford that we had. It was just a little coupe. And it was, Dad and Mother would sit in the seat and put Ralph in the middle, and Mother would hold Mildred, and I would sit on the lard bucket down here in front. And that was the way we went in that first car. And then afterwards, we got one that had a rumble seat in it that you could open up the rumble seat and take a few more. And then we had a Model A after that. And we'd have the isinglass curtains that you'd snap onto them. And in the winter time, to try and make it a little bit warmer, you know. And I don't know. It was really fun. And I got way off on too many things.
No, this is absolutely perfect. If you don't mind, if I can just come back and ask a couple of questions still about your parents. You mentioned earlier that your mom was a good cook. What sorts of things was she particularly good at making?
Well, my husband said I never could cook bread like mom did. Uh-huh. Never could I cook it like mother. But part of the reason was because she would let it raise. Sometimes she'd forget until, her bread's running over, and she'd run punch it down again. Sometimes it'd raise a couple times if she was doing something, you know. But it would be so light and tender and fluffy and so delicious. And it was made with milk and butter and a lot of good things in it. But anyway, it was really good. And she made good pies. And
what kind of pies, Aunt Lois?
Oh, apple pie. We had a lot of apples. And not so many pies, I guess, though. She made more cakes and things like cookies. Cookies and cakes that she could put in lunches and things like that. And
what was a typical meal like?
Well, we always had roast for Sunday dinner.
Always.
Well, Grandma Harris had always had one when Mama was growing up. And Grandpa would always bring home a great big rump roast for dinner when Mother was a child. And that was the way she was brought up, and potatoes and gravy and lots of vegetables and maybe fruit for dessert and maybe homemade ice cream. Like I said, they used to like to make homemade ice cream, especially in the winter time when we had the icicles off the house, you know. It was easier to get the ice. And um,